This is a new podcast series called Real Life Motivation. Your hosts are Rachel Day from Flying School and Kelda Wood from Climbing Out. Together, we're going to be chatting around what helps us stay motivated. We're going to be sharing some of our top tips and ideas and always sharing our real life experiences so that we can keep things real for you. Thanks for joining us. So lovely to see you again, Kelda, and we're blessed again with beautiful weather. I'm so glad you're outside.
I have told the birds to quieten it down today, so at the minute I think they're listening, but we'll see.
So I'm really intrigued about today's one because you've purposefully not told me much about it so that I can discover it. So what is today's concept? What is it all about?
So it's really looking at how we can start to manage some of our thoughts, be a bit more aware of our thoughts, but also about how, depending on what we choose to focus on, it can really affect how we think, feel, and behave.
Okay,
so that was a leading answer there. Yeah,
so did you call this the Google search bar? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I call it. It's got a posh name as well, but yeah, for me, it's a Google search bar, and it's kind of the way the brain works. And once we understand that, I think it really helps us become aware that we've got a choice. We don't have to think and feel like we do. Not always easy. But we have got a choice. They obviously didn't know that we were doing this morning.
No worries. So, Kelda, what's it all about?
Well, I guess the first thing I want to ask you, Rachel, is do you believe that we can manage our thoughts, that we can control our thoughts?
That's an interesting one, isn't it? So my gut reaction to that is yes, because there are thoughts.
Yeah.
However, I think from my experience, our thoughts are going in and out of our heads all the time. And so we can't totally manage the randomness of those thoughts.
Good answer. I mean, yeah, if I tell you what I believe, and again, this is just my own opinion, I don't believe we can control our thoughts because we have hundreds and thousands of them every day. And as you just said, sometimes they ping into our heads without us even really realizing that they're there. And they come from everything that we see, hear, touch, smell. Everything like that creates a thought. What I do believe is that we can manage which thoughts we choose to focus on. Now, to explain that, I've got a great kind of little analogy that I think works really well. So if you imagine you're walking into a sweet shop, when you go into a sweet shop, there are hundreds of sweets in that sweet shop, and you can choose which one you buy. And the sweets that you like and the sweets that you don't like. But the sweets that you'll choose to buy are the ones that you like, that taste nice, that give you a pleasant experience. Well, it's the same with your thoughts. There are hundreds and hundreds of thoughts there, and there are thoughts that are nice and there are thoughts that are not so nice. But we have got the choice to pick up and focus on the ones that are nice and will help us and give us a pleasant experience. But that's not always easy to do because we can get hijacked. So that's really the key thing. It's being aware that we have good thoughts, we have bad thoughts. We do have the power to choose which ones we focus on, but it's not always easy.
And what do you mean by we can get hijacked? What do you mean by that?
Sorry, that's my dog now joining in with this morning session as well. So I guess this is where we come to the Google search bar, because it's the little magic secret. So we all have a Google search bar in our own brains. It's understanding how the brain works. It's called a fancy name. It's called the reticular activating system, or the RAS, but it's much easier to think of it as a Google search bar. So if you think how the internet works, when you want to find out about something, you will go to your Google search bar and you will put in what you want to find out about. So if you want to know about garden sheds, you put in garden sheds into your search bar, and then it will search through all the millions and trillions and zillions of bits of information out in Google space and will only feed back to you information related to garden sheds and will ignore all the rest of the information out there. Well, it's exactly the same with the search bar in our heads. So depending on what we choose to put in our search bar, it will feed back information related to that and ignore everything else out there. So the example I use is, if you're putting in your search bar, I can't do this, your search bar is going to search through all the information, all the evidence out there, and feed back all the information and evidence that backs up I can't. And it's ignoring everything that tells you I can. It's still there, but it's ignoring it. And I can prove that this works because, you know, you've got to put your money where your mouth is and all that. So a little challenge for you, Rachel, and anyone listening to this can kind of do it at the same time. So you've got 10 seconds to look around the room you're in now or wherever you are and tell me how many things you can see that are red. Okay?
Right.
10 seconds. Off you go.
Do I tell you as I'm looking?
Nope. Just look around and just keep count in your own head. You've got 5 seconds left of how many things you can see that are red. Okay, time's up. Right, tell me, how many things did you see that were blue? Okay. So the whole point in that is what you look for is what you see. So if you're telling yourself, I can't, and that's what you're looking for, that's what you'll see. Tell yourself, I can, that's what you'll look for, that's what you'll see. And where I think this is so, so relevant to the coronavirus situation right now, if you're sitting home in lockdown, telling yourself, this is impossible, I can't do this, how am I going to cope? This is crap. I'm finding it really difficult. Guess what? That's what you're going to see. That's what's going to be fed back to you. So what I would say is, be aware there's good stuff and there's bad stuff out there. The whole thing in this is keeping it real. We're not saying there's only good stuff out there. There's not. There is good and bad. There is helpful, unhelpful. It's all out there. But if you're not thinking thoughts that are helping you feel good, just be aware what you're putting in your search bar, because maybe you're missing the helpful stuff, the good stuff, because of what you're putting in your search bar.
I just think that's brilliant. And I guess just building on that, I don't know if this happens to you, Kelda, but sometimes I can be having a great day and then I suddenly get this sinking feeling.
Mm.
And I've just learned recently to go, hang on a minute. Where has that come from? Like, what is it I've started thinking which has led to the sinking feeling? So that thing that you were saying around thoughts are linked to feelings.
Yeah.
And actually, whenever we're feeling a certain way, it's because something's triggered it in our thoughts.
Yes.
And often yes. Those thoughts are unconscious. We don't know we're thinking them.
Yeah.
But yes,
I think that the massive thing for me and the whole point with these podcasts and the work we do is about making people aware. So sometimes I think we can believe we have no choice. You know, we're feeling negative, we're feeling down, and that's just how it's got to be because we're in the middle of a challenging situation and life right now is pretty crap. Okay. And that's understandable and that's real. But I think it's being aware that we have got a choice. There are tools to help us change how we feel. So yeah, let's acknowledge it. It is difficult right now. It is crap. And there's a lot of negative stuff out there that we could choose to focus on. But there is still good stuff. you know, what can I learn from this? This extra family time that we're getting, the fact that we're all getting the chance to slow down a little bit. Yes, it's hard, but it's still there. And do you know what? If you put that in your search bar, you'll feel better. You will feel better than if you're focusing on all the negative stuff. Sorry, dog's joining in again. And that, I think, for me, is the power. We're not trying to deny that there's some negative things out there. But it's if you're feeling lousy, you have got a choice. You can take responsibility of doing something about it.
Brilliant. So that's triggered for me a question, and it's almost like, okay, so I can do something about it, and I can choose. So during this time, I can choose to be more positive. But what if everybody else around me isn't? Like, I just become the positive person, and I'm almost ridiculed mm-hmm. because I'm in my bubble and I'm positive.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, how have you ever come across this before? How do you cope? How do you do it with the people, maybe?
Yes. It is such a good point, because we are massively impacted by other people's behaviours. And there's a great little sort of diagram, if you can almost picture it, of how your thoughts relate to your feelings and relate to your behaviour. You know, and if your thoughts are negative, you'll feel negative, you'll behave more negative, and there's that downward spiral. But equally, depending on how you're behaving, that then influences other people, you know, and then it can work positively and negatively, you know. So that can work in two ways. One, by being positive, you're doing everything you can to help other people go on an upward spiral rather than a downward. But it comes back to that amazing word of choice. Ultimately, it's their choice. You know, you can only control your own behavior, your own attitude. You can't control other people's. So a bit like we talked about in the other podcast, you can influence it by being positive yourself, but you can't control it. So if they choose to change what they're putting in their search bar, that's ultimately up to them. So again, I think it's that word of being aware. It's your choice. It's difficult, but it's your choice whether you let other people's behavior influence you, whether that be in a negative or positive way. But tough, really tough, especially at the minute where you're maybe stuck in the house and can't get away from someone, and if they're being negative, that is really hard. So maybe play them this podcast too and tell them to sort their lives out.
Great. I mean, yeah, I guess I would just add to that sense of responsibility. So sometimes we feel so responsible for everybody else's moods, but we can't, as you were saying, we can't change their moods. All we can do is be that person, that best person that we can be, so they experience us in a positive way, and that might help. But they might be fine.
You know, again, so much what we're trying to say with all of these podcasts is let's keep it real. You know, sometimes I'm going to take it back to the Atlantic, because when I was out there were some days where I was just miserable, and I was very aware that I had a choice. I was aware that I was choosing to put negative stuff in my search bar. And I was happy with that, because I was miserable and I wanted to be miserable and I wanted to wallow in it. But the thing that was kind of okay about it was I was aware I was choosing to be miserable. I didn't think it was out of my control. It wasn't like I have to be miserable because I can't control this. And I think in the situation we're in now, we are all entitled to have a miserable day, you know, because it is difficult. It is tough. So today I am just choosing to focus on all the bad things or all the negative things that are happening as a result of the coronavirus. But tomorrow I'm going to choose to put something different in my search bar. And that to me is the keep it real. You know, we're not saying let's be positive all the time, because we now know we can put different stuff in our search bar. well, God, I take my hat off to the person that's strong enough to do that. You know, we're all human beings, but it's just being aware that because you're focusing on the negative stuff one day doesn't mean you have to do that and let it turn into a spiral. You know, we're just going to have a day and then we're going to choose to do something different tomorrow.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, when we're bringing up children and one of the tips is distraction. So if they're having a tantrum or they're really low, actually you don't focus on the tantrum or the low, you go into a complete distraction, like, should we go for a walk or why don't we play this game? And it just sort of shifts the
Yeah, massively. But I think that's such an important thing to recognise, especially at the minute, because that link between how you think, how you feel, how you behave. I say this a number of times, and it comes back to the routine and the exercise that we were talking about before. Mm. Sometimes if you are starting to get in a bit of a negative day, it's really hard to change your thoughts. Dogs are doing it again. They've been very vocal this morning. And sometimes we have to almost jump that procedure and change our behaviour in order for our thoughts to change. So sometimes I can be feeling really tired and really unmotivated. I have to go and do something different. So maybe go and do some exercise or go for a walk or sit and have a cup of coffee in the garden. Change my behaviour until it's possible for me to start changing what I'm putting in my search bar. So again, that's back to being realistic. Okay, I'm feeling down today. I am putting negative stuff in my search bar, but actually I want to change this, but I'm finding that really hard. I just can't. Okay, I'm going to go out and get my hours exercise. And then once I've changed my behavior, then maybe I'll be in a better place to start putting better stuff in my search bar.
Brilliant. I think that's great. This is just a quick inquiry then. When you were rowing in the Atlantic, how did you go and change your behaviour? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, funnily enough, it was rowing. So a lot of the time it would be just that accepting that, you know, I was having a negative day and I was just going to be miserable and grumpy. The great thing on the Atlantic as a solo was I didn't have anyone else to influence, so I didn't have to worry about how my behavior was influencing on anyone else. I could just absorb myself in my own miserable little space, you know. But what I would find is I'd get on the oars, I'd row, I'd follow my routine, and all of a sudden you get to the end of the day and you would find that you were starting to feel differently anyway, especially if you'd bashed out some big miles. And, you know, suddenly it was like, well, actually, I was feeling miserable, but I'm still 40 miles closer to land today. So actually, that shows even when I'm feeling miserable, I can still get some positive results. But again, choice. That was focusing on how many miles I'd done, how many miles closer to land I was, not how many miles I still had to go, you know. But that's back to what I was choosing to focus on.
And I think the other thing that you've just said then, which I think is really helpful for people, is just to say, yeah, even when you're having a rough day, it doesn't mean it's all gone. It doesn't mean the whole day has to be rough. You can still take some nuggets from it and you can still achieve stuff. So I think
it was quite interesting the other day when I was having a real wobble, and I'd had a few tears and I'd had a few grumps in the morning. And I'd sent a message to someone just saying, you know, I'm struggling this morning. And for the rest of the day, bless the heart, they were sending me messages kind of going, are you okay? How are you feeling now? And I'm like, yeah, I'm so over it now. Like, I'm good. Don't worry. You know, I mean, it almost became annoying where it was like, look, I was only having an hour's wobble. It's fine. You know, so again, for me, it was like, yeah, let myself have a cry. Let myself, because it is tough. Okay, now I've got that out of my system. And it was changing my behaviours. You know, I got on with my work. I got busy, I got doing, and all of a sudden I hadn't even consciously had to work on changing how I felt. Just suddenly I was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling all right now. So difficult to keep busy sometimes in the situation we're in, but that really comes back to the value of the routines and habits and you know, creating structure and learning time and everything else that we talked about in the last podcast. Yeah.
I just think that's brilliant. I think that you can't always know why you're feeling. So sometimes we think, well, I'm feeling really low. Why is that? What's going on for me? What's it? Actually, maybe don't analyze it while you're feeling low. Maybe get busy, do stuff, and then afterwards go, oh, I know what triggered it. So look at it when you, so almost do your analysis from a good place rather than from a low place.
I think, I mean, it sort of comes out. Can I just say my cat's come to say hello now? This might be distracting, but they, just to bring a bit of happiness into the day. it's back to when we're in that negative place, it can be difficult to find the positives. So yeah, go change your behavior, go do something, and then you can go, oh yeah, that. And once you learn that that's a good coping strategy when you are feeling negative, you can start creating that as a habit. When I feel like this, I go and do something, and that might be putting some music on really loud and dancing around the blooming lounge. You know, at the minute it's whatever you can do in the situations we're in. But I put Taylor Swift on the other night and danced around the house to Taylor Swift, like, blimey.
The joys of lockdown.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. I think that's been brilliant. Shall we just end with the key points? So do you want to give us a summary before we finish?
Yeah, I think it's really about being aware. Be aware about what you're putting in your search bar, and be aware that you have a choice. And I think it's also recognizing, so first is be aware. Second is recognize you've got a choice. But thirdly, if you're putting things in your search bar that aren't getting you a useful, helpful result, that aren't making you feel good, be aware you can change. Just try changing what you put in your search bar and notice what you notice.
Yeah. Well, I'm now noticing red, of course, and blue,
so. just to finish, there is a really good story that I'd love to share with you that does just summarize everything we've talked about in this podcast. I was lucky enough to be working on this year's Atlantic race, so the same row that I did, but I was there supporting people with their mental well-being, and it was really obvious with two crews out on the ocean this year about how that whole Google search bar was very, very relevant. So conditions had been quite testing. It had been flat, calm seas, really hot. They weren't getting big mileage. But then weather reports came through and they were told that conditions were changing. The winds were picking up. There was going to be some big seas. It was going to get funky. Not dangerous, but funky. One crew were really worried because they thought, you know, it's going to be big seas. They ended up getting anxious. What if we capsize? What if we go overboard? And they sat there talking that night and were so scared, so apprehensive about the next day. Another crew had been so fed up of not getting the miles in. They sat there talking that night, saying, you know, we can't wait till tomorrow. We're going to get some big winds, some big sea. We can surf. We can have a bit of excitement. And, God, we'll get some big miles in. And it's going to be great. We can't wait. And I guess my thing is, what do you think happened? Because at the end of that following day, one crew had a pretty awful day. They'd got scared. They'd got anxious. Because of that, they'd ended up arguing between them. Two of them ended up in tears. One wanted to quit. They didn't get great mileage in because they'd spent half the day falling out and getting stressed and getting upset. And a couple of them at the end of the day wrote in their diaries, that was the worst day ever. That was our worst day out there. The other crew, who were so excited about it, they had a ball. They had so much fun. They laughed, they joked, they screamed, they surfed. They had great big smiles on their faces. They got some massive miles in because they were just embracing the conditions and enjoying it. And from my perspective, it was really interesting looking at the two different crews because they both had the same conditions. They were both in the same situation, but they were choosing to put different stuff in their search bars. And because they put different stuff in their search bars, they saw different things. They got different things fed back to them, and they had two completely different experiences. One crew had the worst day ever, and one crew had the best day ever. That really came down to what they were putting their search bar in, what they were putting in their search bar, what they were focusing on, so what got fed back to them. And I think that really shows the power of your search bar and how it can impact on how you think, how you feel, and how you behave.
Yeah, and actually the conditions are the same. So it's not about what's going on. It's about how you're approaching it and what you're thinking.
Yeah, and that's so powerful, isn't it? So powerful, because that really does underline the word choice. Mm. You know, we do have a choice in how we think, how we feel, how we behave. Not easy, because if you are scared by the conditions, your natural instinct is to put that in your search bar. But by being aware that you can change what you're putting in your search bar, can then impact on the whole experience you have. That's really empowering, really empowering. So I thought that was a great example.
Thank you so much, Calda. Lovely to see you again this morning, and see you next week.
Bye. Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
So that's the end of our podcast for today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have found it helpful, please do share with as many people as you can. If you would like to find out more about Climbing Out and Calda, visit climbingout.org.uk, or if you would like to find out more around learning to fly and Rachel Day, visit flyingschool.fun. We really look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks.